Let's say you finally set out for Ithaca. You'll want to take the long way round. Stuffed with adventures, new things to know. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops, angry Poseidon. Well, don't be afraid. You'll never find their like on the way, if your thoughts stay above them, if it's the rare feelings of mind and body that move you. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops, wild Poseidon. You won't find them if you haven't let them ride along with you, if you don't set them up yourself before you. You'll want to take the long way around. Let there be many summer mornings of such pleasure, of such joy. Entering a port you see for the first time, stop at Phoenician Emporia, all those fine things. Go ahead, mother of pearl and coral, amber and ebony, and all kinds of voluptuous perfume. More, as much as you can, such voluptuous perfume. And visit the many Egyptian cities. Go learn and keep learning from those who have learned so much. All this time, fix Ithaca in your mind. To arrive there is your destiny. But don't rush the getting there. Let it last years and years. Dock at the island an old man, rich with what you took along the way, not expecting Ithaca to hand you riches. It's Ithaca has given you the good voyage. Without her, you never would have set out. She doesn't have to give you more. And if you find that she looks shabby, Ithaca won't have fooled you. You'll have become such a wise man with all that experience. You'll already have figured out what these Ithacas mean.